When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. This is a sermon about prayer. Prayer is one of those things that we Episcopalians talk about a lot, and praying is something we do together fairly often in our liturgies. But talking about how we pray is something we don't do that much of. And I think that sometimes it can be really helpful to step back and talk a bit about what it is we think we're doing when we pray. This passage from Romans today talks about prayer. It does not use that word, that's true, but prayer is at the very heart of what Paul is talking about here in this passage today. This is what Paul says. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit. Now, Paul is saying here that when we pray, it is not just us reaching out to God, but prayer is God reaching out to us. Prayer is God's very self connecting with ourselves. Prayer is God putting God's own compassion and love and wisdom and creativity and transformative power at our disposal, so that we can draw on God's resources as we cry out to God and turn our minds to God and tune our hearts to God and open ourselves up to communion with God. Prayer is not simply a human act of trying to get God's attention, but prayer is a divine act of empowering us to attend to God. Prayer is not just us asking God for things. Prayer is God asking us to let God in. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit, Paul says, and that is what makes us able to say, Abba, Father, to God. And saying Abba to God is a pretty remarkable thing to do. Abba, of course, means Father, just as Paul translates it right there in his very own sentence. But Abba is the Aramaic familiar form for Father, kind of like what we mean when we say Papa or Daddy. It's a word that emphasizes not the stern, disciplinarian, remote, patriarchal side of fatherhood, but the nurturing, compassionate, familial, creative, playing with you till you giggle, checking under your bed to protect you from monsters, helping you to grow up into being a good person yourself, that side of fatherhood. When we call God Abba, we say that we believe those very same daddy qualities belong to God. We say it is through those daddy qualities that God wants to relate to us. God wants to be to us not like a far-off king who lives in a celestial castle and who decrees arbitrary laws that we then must obey. God wants not to be like the great clockmaker who builds the machine of the universe and winds it up and gets it started, and from that point on doesn't much care much about what it does. God wants to be not like a magician in the sky who watches us through a big crystal ball and occasionally pokes a finger in to work a miracle, but sometimes not. You can never really tell what he's going to do. But we say God wants to be to us like a daddy, like the one who gives us life and then sees to it that we have the things we need to take that life and grow something good with it. And Paul goes even farther. Because those daddy qualities belong to God, God also wants those qualities to belong to us. God wants those very same qualities to be born and to grow in us. We are children of God, Paul says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God. And that means we inherit from God God's own characteristics. It means God wants us to be nurturing and compassionate and playful and protective and creative and helping others to grow just the same way God is. When we call God Abba, Daddy, we're not just paying God some kind of family values metaphorical compliment. We are saying that in infinite love, God lets us be like God, like children of the parent, like chips off the old block, so that we can love others with the very same love with which God loves us. We are heirs, Paul says, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And that is the third part of our threefold prayer. When the Spirit within us empowers us to pray to the Abba above us, then we do it with Jesus beside us. We inherit from God the qualities of nurturing and compassion and creativity and playfulness and all the rest. And Jesus inherited those qualities from God as well. In fact, Jesus inherited those qualities from God in a way that shows forth perfectly how divine love can be lived in a fully human life. Jesus is the perfect visible image of the invisible God. And so Jesus' inheritance of Abba's qualities shows us perfectly how we can be like Abba too. Think, for instance, about the way in the gospel stories, the way Jesus is always willing to meet people exactly where they are, how Jesus is always willing to accept people for who and what they truly are. And yet at the same time, Jesus always keeps pushing people, gently, but pushing them to grow more, to understand more, to believe more, to love more, to trust more. And that pushing to grow is an Abba quality of divine love that is made human in Jesus' life. Or think of the way that Jesus breaks down barriers between people, inviting all sorts and conditions of folks to come eat at his table, forgiving sinners, cleansing lepers, including the outcast. That is a quality of divine love made human in Jesus' life. Think of the way Jesus is willing to suffer, the way Jesus, out of love and compassion, is willing to stand with people in the places that hurt the most, even to the point of the cross, so that God's healing and restoring grace can be revealed even in the place of pain. That is a quality of divine love made human in Jesus' life. Jesus shows us what it means to live Abba's love in a human way. And the Spirit empowers us to go and do the same along with Jesus. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, Paul says, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. And that, according to Paul, is what prayer is really all about. It's not just asking God for things. It is opening ourselves in thought and in heart so that the Spirit can enliven us to live like Jesus, so that with Jesus we may inherit the qualities of God. Prayer is nothing less than that. And that is what we pray for here in this Eucharist today. In this Eucharist, we pray in words taken from the prayer book and the hymnal, and we pray in gestures, like standing and kneeling and reaching out to each other and passing the peace. And we pray in material signs, like bread and wine and eating and drinking. But whatever mode it is we use to pray, the heart of the prayer is still the same. We open ourselves so the Spirit can bear witness with our spirit that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And if you practice that kind of prayer here in this Eucharist this morning, then how will you live that prayer throughout your week? Before you leave church this morning, I want you to think ahead to one thing you can do this week. Words you can say, or gestures you can make, or signs you can share, but I want you to think ahead to one thing you can do this week that will be a witness to how the love of God, your Abba, is at work in you, just like it was in Jesus, to bring the reality of divine grace right here into the midst of human life. What will you do to live your prayer this week? When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. That is the seed of good news planted in us today. May that seed grow in prayer and faith and action all our days. In the name of God, Abba, Christ, and Spirit. Amen.